Albert Einstein was once traveling from Princeton on a train when the conductor came down the aisle punching the tickets of every passenger. When he came to Einstein, Einstein reached in his vest pocket. He couldn't find his ticket, so he reached in his trouser pockets. It wasn't there, so he looked in his briefcase, but couldn't find it. Then he looked in the seat beside him. He still couldn't find it. The conductor said, "Dr. Einstein, I know who you are. We all know who you are. I'm sure you bought a ticket. Don't worry about it." Einstein nodded appreciatively. The conductor continued down the aisle punching tickets. As he was ready to move to the next car, he turned around and saw the great physicist down on his hands and knees looking under his seat for his ticket. The conductor rushed back and said, Dr. Einstein, don't worry. I know who you are. No problem. You don't need a ticket. I'm sure you bought one." Einstein looked at him and said, "Young man, I too know who I am. What I don't know is where I'm going." What a quandary. I can just imagine it. Einstein had been so engrossed in his latest research that though he knew he was due for some conference or lecture or something, it would be on his ticket, so he needn't devote any more of his precious mental attention to it. Don't we also do things like that? In much of life, if we're truly honest, we really don't know where we're going. But we pretend to ourselves and to those around us that we have it all together, that we know where we're going and how to get there. How many of us are really certain of what we're doing in life? If we're Christians, if we've given our lives to Lord Jesus, if we've received Holy Spirit, then we still might not know our next day's plans and whereabouts, but there is a huge difference. We know without a shadow of a doubt that come our physical death, we'll be with the Lord, wherever He is, for all eternity. What could be safer? Where else could be more secure? Nowhere. Today is the 50th day after Resurrection Day, in Hebrew, Shavuot. In Greek, it's called Pentecost, meaning 50 days. You can speak Greek, did you know? This holy day dates all the way back to Moses on Mount Sinai. That day, over 3,300 years ago, God gave the Ten Commandments. From then on, this day has been one of the Bible's three high holy days, which required all Jewish men to go to the Jerusalem temple to worship. On this day, all those thousands of years ago, the law of God was given, the knowledge of God's self. On this same day, about 1,995 years ago, Holy Spirit was given to the disciples of Lord Jesus, the very first Christians, all Jews, God giving of Himself again. This time, His very Holy Spirit. As miraculous, supernatural, and spectacular a time it was, what happened just minutes after Holy Spirit descended upon all the believers was the world's very first Christian sermon given by Peter under the unction, the anointing, empowering of Holy Spirit. As he preached, Holy Spirit's conviction fell upon the 3,000 of those crowding around, and they all believed and were baptized. The newborn church went from about 120 original disciples to over 3,000 the very first day. One of the God coincidences of that day reversed the curse of the first Pentecost at Mount Sinai. Recall how Moses came down the mountain and discovered the people had forged themselves a golden calf idol, orgiastically worshiping it. Furious at the people's abominable sinning, he threw the Ten Commandments down upon them where the tablets shattered, vividly illustrating how the people had already grievously broken God's laws, despite having been miraculously delivered from slavery in Egypt through the Red Sea only weeks before. He asked, who was with him? The Levites all rallied around him. God told them to eliminate all who had instigated this blasphemy, and about 3,000 died that day for having thumbed their noses at God. But then, on the first Pentecost after Christ Jesus rose from the dead, now some 3,000 of the people received the eternal life of salvation, never to die again. For them then, and also for us, today.